This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Welcome to the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network. We're in the Liveberg Studios. Our producer, Ben Stonium, is here. Hey, John.
Hey. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Steelers are 2 games above 500.
Sure are.
And what could be sweeter?
5-3. Right where we thought we'd be.
Cruising along.
In the division race.
And we've got some deniability because the Ravens and Bengals look really good. So,
sure.
Well, how can we compete? I mean, those guys are world beaters.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah. It's all
proven.
All just a false flag operation
sure,
to distract us from the fact that the offense sucks. And I can't believe I'm whining this much about the Steelers being 5-3.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's daylight savings. You've got that crazy look in your eye. So do I. Anything could happen. It's the Wild West. We might suck. But then you look at the power rankings that some people have, and we're like 10th.
Those people are not watching the games.
There's no way that there are 20 teams worse than us. No chance.
Well, they beat the Titans, and I will
of course
say that
we always beat the Titans.
Not always.
Kerry Collins.
Pretty often. You're right.
Like,
you're right.
NFL 2023. This is the season of dunking on Matt Canada. Being held hostage by the Travis Swift situation.
And that weird butt stuff play that the Eagles do.
And that's all fine, but this roughing the passer bullshit? What the f*** are we even doing here, NFL?
No fun, league. More like, no f***ing idea what a penalty is, league. Am I right?
Roughing the passer. A rule that's called with the same consistency as my grandmother's Thanksgiving cooking.
Meemaw's casserole can be a bowl of dicks.
Listen. If we can put a man on the moon,
allegedly,
we should be able to figure out how hard a human being can hit Trevor Lawrence or PJ Walker. This ain't your grandpa's NFL. It's more like your pervy uncle's NFL clicks like on your Instagram post from 3 years ago.
It is not gonna happen, Uncle Brian.
15 yards for driving all your weight on the quarterback?
Hey, ref, put all your weight on this.
But hey, we're in great hands with a bunch of slappy refs as useless as daylight savings time.
Is that what you want? You want to get up early and churn some butter, Sean Hockley? Is that what
5:15, it's f***ing dark out. Jesus Christ.
Land Clark.
Alan Eck.
Cleet Blakeman.
Are we asking ChatGPT to name these guys? So you can't hit the quarterback anymore. So your solution is that you want to put makeup on Justin Fields and have him prance around sexily. You want that? Unbelievable.
Dude, what?
Pick up the damn flag, NFL.
Pick up the damn flag!
You don't think the moon landing happened?
It's on Wikipedia. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
If we just backtrack a little bit, boy, are the Jags going to get theirs on some random Sunday in 2025 when the smoke clears. I cannot wait for them to play the clips of that Jagoff running around with that dude's towel. Oh, it's going to be sweet.
Since we've last met, the Jags beat us, and just a horribly officiated game. We won't harp on it too much, but a Jaguar did steal an old man's towel.
Yeah.
Like full wrestling heel, like pushing a grandma down. And
What is it about them? Like ever since that playoff win, but even before, I feel like they're, and I know we don't want to get too deep into the weeds on this here, but I feel like the Jags are like your friend's little brother who like you see out at the bar that like you used to pick on and you think everything's cool, but he remembers a bunch of f***ed up shit that you did to him.
You stuffed me in a closet.
Right, but he's like, you know, he's been hitting the weights and he's like had his first semester at college and like he's being belligerent with you and starting shit with you and you're like, come on. And then he actually does something and you're like, I have to deal with this.
Right.
Right? I'm like, you're the Jaguars. Let's play a hard-fought game, and then let's move on. Like, but they're always... I decided I f***ing hate them.
Much like that young man at the bar, the Jaguars, we have arrested their development forever.
Yeah.
As like, oh, they're the new team. It's like they've existed
for 30 years.
For 30 years.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're new. What, he's like 14. How old? What are you? Are you allowed to be in this bar?
Who's their quarterback? Mark Brunell.
Yeah.
It's like we have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
They do a feel-good piece on 60 Minutes every other year about their owner,
right?
Like being a cool guy.
Yeah, and they hate us. They are thinking about us, and they kick our ass a lot. Like, we get caught, you know, sleeping on them all the time.
Yeah. Well, listen, like you said, it's all going to come back around to them.
Yeah.
But only if there's a God. Right. I don't know. The Packers are not a good team. We just did a good thing. We beat a bad team.
Sure.
The Titans. Not good. Of course, when Will Levis becomes this thing that's way greater than Kenny Pickett, they will be a good team, and we will not be able to beat them.
Right.
But right now, this season, we got to beat the bad teams. We got to chalk up the easy wins. We got another one coming this weekend, this Sunday, 1 o'clock. The Green Bay Packers, 3-5. They don't look very good. And I don't know if you've read the injury report, John. Kenny Pickett, he's still hindered by those ribs. Of course, he got the rib injury in the Jags game. They have been talking. I know that Dr. Bradley down at the facility, they are looking into perhaps giving him a procedure known as the Manson.
The Manson.
Right.
Right. So that he can have, you know, because to be able to duck in the pocket like this, right? You can't really see, but
you got
to
duck forward.
Duck forward to kind of like fold yourself.
He doesn't have that mobility right now.
But if you were to remove a rib, you'd be able to kind of like
really get down there and make yourself small in the pocket,
right.
But also be capable of doing incredible things.
Yeah. Iron Eagle's like, the Manson. He's doing the Manson. It may be an urban legend we heard of in third grade, but it's a fantastic procedure. Mahomes had it done first, okay?
Mahomes is the original Manson. He's patient zero of getting his rib removed.
You see how he's like, you know?
The contortions that he's able to do.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. Look, it's one of those things like Kenny could miss a week as he learns to operate without those ribs.
Uh-huh.
But the payoff could be really special.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of blowing stuff,
right?
Boy, does J.J. Watt love Pittsburgh. J.J., let's quit the flirting here. Can we sign you to some, like, hang out deal?
It's a little messed up what he's doing. He knows how bad we want him, and then to, like, show up, it'd be like, that's like the hot chick that is never going to date you.
I don't think he's,
being
look,
like,
he's not good anymore. Hey, right, exactly.
Hey.
But he's a capable... He could be like a capable backup, whatever.
Dude, put him in 30 snaps a game.
I want him, but think about this. The Steelers want him so bad.
Oh, my God.
Tomlin, he's like, we've got another brother catting around down here at the facility.
Right.
He's tweeting at Permane's, and he's eating Saris chocolate-covered pretzels in the press box. This feels like a lock, guys.
Yeah.
Whatever. But look, it is getting a little grating. All the Pittsburgh stuff, and then like every local business in Pittsburgh tweeting back at him like, hey, stop by.
Turner's is such a pick me girl since the
pick me
the icy light thing. Like, you can do whatever you want to us, JJ. Like, you can do whatever.
My dad owns a dealership.
Yeah.
Turner's, you only go after the mega sure things. Why not take a flyer on two random guys doing bi-monthly podcast.
Right. Who may or may not be okay.
You won't.
Speaking of okay, Tad, I just want to throw some numbers at you. It's a blind QB comparison.
Oh, my God.
All right? And it's going to...
I don't want to do this.
It's not going to feel good, all right? So, Kenny Pickett has played 21 games. This mystery quarterback has played 17. Completion percentage for Kenny, 62. This quarterback, 61. Passing yards, Kenny's got more, but he's played four more games, 3,800 to 2,300. Passing yards per game, 185 to 139. Passing touchdowns, Kenny's behind this guy at 13. This guy's got 16 in four less games. Interceptions, Kenny's got 13. This guy's only got 11. QB rating, Kenny's is 78. This guy's is 80. Do you know who we're comparing Kenny Pickett to?
I can only assume it is the star man himself, Josh Dobbs.
No, it's Mason Rudolph.
Oh, my. Oh, you dirty dog. How could you do that to me?
Yeah.
All right. Can I say something in my defense?
Sure.
I don't care.
But Kenny has cooler hair.
No, it's not that Kenny
has... He went to Pitt.
Yeah, that stuff's fine. The thing that I really like about Kenny is that he's not Mason Rudolph. I was in favor of keeping Dobbs. He's never going to click like on a Tommy Lahren thirst trap on Twitter.
Right.
He's never going to get shot dead, hammered drunk, leaving erotica. He's like a better person than we deserve, and he's a fine backup quarterback.
Sure.
And given his last game in Minnesota, he can win you a game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that the circumstances are set for Kenny or Mason Rudolph or innumerable better quarterbacks to have success. But, like, can we just have a guy who's like, yeah, Dobbs, you got some free time. Just, like, wander around the city. I know you're not going to beat up a Yinzer trying to get your autograph.
Right.
And I'm not saying Mason Rudolph's going to do that. It's just, like, Josh Dobbs, he's a safe play.
Yeah, I wish we would have kept him.
He's good enough.
Yeah.
All right, John, like we mentioned, this Sunday, 1 o'clock, Steelers-Packers. The Packers need a win. And I find it's often difficult to, like, you know, to get up for some of these NFC teams. It's like, oh, the Cardinals, we play them once every 4 years. Right. Oh, this is kind of interesting. This is niche. But look, we got to get fired up. I was at the Super Bowl in Dallas when the Steelers lost to the Packers. But so many of the familiar faces have changed from that era. The Packers are like, fall into this like, aw, shucks category.
I know.
Yeah, these like down home regular people.
They make you feel like they're kind of like us. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? They're not.
Yeah.
F them. Yeah. We gotta get back in the right mindset of blindly hating other fans.
Right.
So I asked my friend, a man who hates the Packers more than anyone I know, my buddy Pat Stegemeller.
We need that hate.
Yeah, we do need it. We need it deeply. I used to do an Ultimate Frisbee podcast with Pat back in the day. He's a great guy, friend of the show, and he called in this week on the hotline to get people fired up about hating the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, so the thing about the Packers is they're fake tough. They carry themselves like, we're OG NFC Central, won the f***ing Ice Bowl, cheeseheads, blue collar, we're from a cold place. But don't let that fool you. They're the NFC's robber barons, white gloved elites trading on grandpapa's oil fortune. You know, remember when they were ready to suspend habeas corpus and declare martial law because Randy Moss pretended to moon the Lambeau crowd in a playoff game? I've seen someone actually hang brain in celebration at a sporting event, and the mild blowback there was way more reasonable than the righteous indignation we got from those sanctimonious losers. This is the first time in like 40 years that the Packers don't have an elite quarterback. Pretty much every living Packers fan, these silver spoon motherfuckers, for generations have had one of the best QBs in the league take every snap, and they're not prepared to handle the just okayness of Jordan Love. This year, they are demented inbred Nepo babies, and we need the whole league to yank that silver spoon out of their mouths and beat them to death with it. They aren't smash dick. They definitely aren't full bush. They're coddled elites, and they deserve to lose this and every game.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Patrick Stegemeller there. Some great points there. They had like a franchise quarterback. They went from franchise quarterback to franchise quarterback. The Steelers had Bradshaw. Then they wandered the desert for 27 years.
Yeah.
And then they had Roethlisberger, and now we are back in the Cliff Stout, Mark Malone, Dark Ages.
Yeah. Oh, man.
with a defense that looks maybe capable of great things.
This is broken news. Oh, shit. It broke.
John, we trust science on this program.
We do. And one of the leading research institutions out there doing important work that we talk about a lot on this show is not CMU.
No.
Not MIT.
No.
Not even... Quest Labs. Of course, I'm talking about Point Park
University.
You got that right, buddy.
Let's go.
Look, Point
Park. What are they up to these days?
Point Park University. I'm just going to read the opening blurb of an article that appeared in the Trib recently. Point Park University wants to attract artists, single parents, and retirees to live on its campus as part of an effort to reinvigorate downtown Pittsburgh and add 30% of the school's enrollment by decade's end. I think we're sort of forgetting how expensive it is to live on a university campus.
Yeah, and also just how predatory this sounds and how, like, they're just openly like, yeah, you know what? We've been ripping off 18-year-olds for a long time with degrees in multimedia journalism. And you know what? He even says we need to tap into the single parent market.
Think about some of your divorced friends that are trying to tap into the single parent market right now.
Yeah. Wouldn't they do well to have a dorm room with them? Like, dude, I can see it now. It's like, hey, look, man, my kid's in there. He's watching Frozen. He's cool. I'm just going to go out for a little bit. If you hear any loud, could you just check on him?
So you're telling me I can live on a college campus?
I just got to take like a criminal justice elective.
I want a bunch of money. A Pat bus ran over my foot. And I'm looking to get back on the dating scene. And I think that this could really help if I stayed in a dorm room. But the bottom line is, you're asking retirees to live downtown in dorms?
What?
Yeah. And non-traditional students, they shouldn't be living there. Because as someone who lived in a college dorm, it's not an appropriate place for a family.
Yeah, it's certainly not.
It's definitely not an appropriate place
for a single 48-year-old dude who sometimes has his kid with him.
Or for your gram.
Yeah.
You want your gram living in a dorm at Point Park?
Right.
Village at St. Barnabas?
Yeah,
are they trying to go toe-to-toe with St. Barnabas now?
No, that school needs to be shut down.
We could live in the dorms at Point Park.
Yeah, it's only 10 grand a month.
John, some big news on your end. For those of you listening who follow John on social media, you may know that his band, Binley Hardware Company, a little mini tour to East Coast last weekend.
Got out there on the road, played a show in Philadelphia and in Brooklyn. Both were great shows. Had a great time. Lost a lot of money because playing music on the road, even with nice crowds and all that stuff, is just it makes no sense, but you still got to do it sometimes. I'm glad I did it. Shout out to the band I brought with me out there, the Hardware Company. Did it up. We did it right. I had a blast.
Well, John, when we reconvene on the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast, I feel like we'll still be above 500, and at that point I will fully feel like my own personal negativity and caution, all of that energy that'll be what's holding this team together. Not unlike the gel in Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, the pink ooze.
But the opposite. Instead of Jackie Wilson, it's like Guar.
Yeah.
And the Steelers are like, you think we suck? Well, we'll show you that we are going to stay above 500, you assholes.
So keep feeling how you're feeling.
Keep feeling bad.
At your own expense do what you got to do for the team.
Exactly.
Okay.
I hope the offense scores, as they always do.
Yeah.
And when they don't, I won't be disappointed. I'll stoically walk into my kitchen,
right,
crack a beer, and stare out the window into the alley behind my house like a man. I take my lumps like a man, goddammit. Go Steelers.
Go Steelers.
That's going to do it for this episode. Huge shout out to Liburg Studios. Check them out, LiburgStudios.com. Huge shout out to our producer, Ben Stonium, who's with us here on site. Always does a fantastic job, much better than we deserve. It's the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.
Get out of town.